welcome to the BCHL podcast presented by Subway. I'm Brent Mutis from BCHL Communications, and we have two interviews lined up today, one with the current BCHL Player of the Week, and another with a league graduate making news in the coaching world. But we start off with an update on the BC Ford Dealers' road to the Fred Page Cup BCHL playoffs. All postseason berths have now been claimed, with the Coquitlam Express securing the final wildcard spot on Friday night. They will cross over and play as the number 8 seed in the Interior Division, taking on whichever team winds up first there, which at this point could be Penticton, Wenatchee, or Vernon. The playoffs will start on Friday, March 2nd. All series will be best of 7, and it will be up to opposing coaches in each series to determine the host sites for each game. As we also noted this week, the Doyle Cup returns this season after 5 years of the Western Canada Cup. The BCHL Fred Page Cup champion will take on the winner of the Alberta Junior Hockey League to determine who goes on to the RBC Cup. Since the Chilliwack Chiefs are hosting the RBC this year, if they should win the BCHL title, then both Doyle Cup teams will qualify for the RBC. Okay, on now to our interviews. We start in Victoria with the Player of the Week, Grizzlies forward Jamie Rome. The Calgary product had 4 goals and 3 assists in 3 games last week, all wins for Victoria. He took a first star and a third star for his efforts and has now worked his way up to 5th in BCHL scoring. The Grizzlies suffered an injury setback prior to last week's games, with young phenom Alex Newhook sidelined for the rest of the regular season. Despite his absence, Rome and others stepped up to the plate and didn't miss a beat, with 2 wins over Cowichan and another over Wenatchee.
Yeah, I mean, they were important games for us. We're in such a tight battle for the Island Division right now that we just need to pull those out in any way that we could. And obviously, losing Newhook wasn't good for our team, but we had a guy step up in his place. And honestly, it was just most important that we could get all our wins last week.
Who do you think's developed into your biggest rival this season? I know that playoff series last year against Powell River, and obviously, you know, Cowichan's just up the road, though they're a bit behind you in the standings. Who do you think brings the best out of you guys this season?
I view Powell River as that team personally, because we do have that history against them, like you said, last season in the playoffs, and then it's kind of just, and we're in a fight with them right now for first in our division, so it's kind of every night against them, we know that we got to bring our game, and we're always able to get up for those ones.
You mentioned about losing Alex Newhook, and that was the injury bug that kind of bit you guys. He's been a huge part of your team this year as a young guy at 16. He's leading your team in scoring. He's doing some unreal things for a young guy in the league. With him on the sidelines right now, I was hoping you could just tell us a bit about his game when he's in there and healthy and contributing. What is the strength of his game, or what does he do that maybe you haven't seen other guys be able to do before?
The thing that I think separates him from kind of the rest of the pack, especially within his age group, is his first 3 strides and his ability to just get out of corners and situations and have that little extra juice to get around D-man. And obviously, he's dynamic with the puck and unbelievable vision and stuff, but that's kind of what I see, what sets him apart.
We're talking with Jamie Rome from the Victoria Grizzlies, this week's BCHL Player of the Week. I wanted you to sort of talk about your line mates. Who have you been playing with most of the year, and has that been pretty steady for, you know, most of the last few months?
Yeah, for about the last 2 months straight now, I was with Newbuck and Ethan Beather. So we've found some good chemistry on that line. Unfortunately, with Newbuck going down, we've recently had Cam Thompson stepped in this place, and he's filled those shoes unbelievably and has been lights out for our team.
You were a guy that produced quite a bit of offense last year, but you've taken that to even new levels this year. And since the start of November, about mid-November, I think you've only been held off the score sheet 4 times in your last 29 games, I think it was. And I'm sure you weren't necessarily following along with that, but does your offensive production and the consistency of it, is that what you take kind of the most pride in?
Yeah, I do definitely take pride in that, but for me, it's kind of more of playing a 200-foot game that really matters to me personally. Obviously, if the points come, that's great, but I'm more focused on having a well-rounded game rather than just on the points.
You talk about being a 200-foot player, you know, from your crease all the way to the other team's end. In your crease, Zach Rose has caught a lot of people, maybe not by surprise this year, but he's played really well, and he obviously took the reins and was the number one guy at the World Junior A Challenge. What's it like shooting on him? What do you see as his strength, and do you think he's a bit of a different goalie after coming back with a gold medal from the World Junior A?
Yeah, obviously he's been unbelievable for us all year. We have two goalies now back there that are just great every night for us. They always give us a chance to win, but yeah, it was obviously he had a great run there at the World Junior A Challenge, and he definitely came back a more confident, maybe better, well-rounded goalie because of his experiences there. But yeah, shooting on him every day is a great test for me, and I hope I put him through some work too.
That was Victoria Grizzlies forward Jamie Rome. On now to an alumni feature that also involves the upcoming Paralympic Games in Pyeongchang. Former BCHL player and coach Luke Pierce is going to be an assistant coach with the Canadian men's sledge hockey team. Pierce was the BCHL Coach of the Year with Merritt Centennials in 2013 and went on to coach in the Western Hockey League with Kootenay. Right now, he's shifting gears and immersing himself in a new sport, getting up to speed working with Paralympic athletes.
Family and I are still living here in Cranbrook, commuting back and forth a little bit here with Hockey Canada and our men's national sledge hockey team. So just ramping up here, getting ready to head over to South Korea for the Paralympic Games. And it's been a busy past few weeks and a busy 7-8 months here. So.
Yeah, as people are starting to find out, you're an assistant coach with the men's national Paralympic team, the sledge hockey team, so doing some work for Hockey Canada, like you said. Obviously, it's a lot of the same principles apply in sledge hockey as in the hockey that we're all accustomed to, but maybe you could just take us back to the moment when you were asked about being an assistant coach in sledge hockey and how it kind of hit you and how you processed, you know, the decision to go ahead and do this.
Yeah, I know it was... certainly, you know, something that came a little bit out of left field for me, and you know, obviously, after a couple of years here in the Western Hockey League with the Kootenay Ice, you know, they made some changes, and I found myself looking for work, and was part of the under 17 staff, so I was out in Calgary with Hockey Canada in the summertime doing some prep work, and had a couple conversations with guys there about, you know, what was upcoming for me in the year, and a little bit of uncertainty with what I was going to be doing. And it was later, that's in the summer, probably end of July or so, that I got a call from Sean Bullock, and he asked if I'd be interested in talking about the opportunity with the sledge group. And I really didn't know a lot about it, so had a couple of conversations with our current head coach Ken Babby and some other guys who have been a part of the program in the past, like Scott Walker and Curtis Hunt, and everyone had positive things to say about it. So I just looked at it and I thought I needed to take a break from a real tough couple of years of coaching, and I felt that, you know, something different might be, you know, what was in store. And the opportunity to go and represent your country at the Paralympic Games is, I just felt something that I couldn't really pass up.
We're talking with Luke Pierce, former head coach of the Merritt Centennials and now an assistant coach with the men's sledge hockey team headed to Pyeongchang in a couple of weeks. Something I'm curious about, I mean, you're a guy that played the hockey that we're all accustomed to and coached it. In getting your feet wet with sledge hockey, did you get down in the sled and try and sort of acclimatize yourself to what the players have to do to play the sport? And how's that process gone?
It's been a fascinating process. I'm still yet to get in the sled. We've been busy, and the sleds they use, like for people like yourself and myself that haven't done it, are more training type sleds, and we just haven't had them around. The sleds that our guys use are, you know, essentially like skating on two small skate blades. So for somebody like me, I think I'd probably spend the entire time laying on my side. So I'm hoping maybe before we head over here, I got one last camp in Toronto here for a few days, and Maybe I'll jump in if we can find a trainer sled there. But it's it took some time. I mean, it's the, like you said at the start there, the principles and the concepts are the same. And, you know, hockey's hockey. But in sledge, it's a little more like a combination of basketball, and possession is such a huge concept of the game. It's extremely physical. I was absolutely blown away the first time coaching it live. Just how physical it was, and these guys are incredible athletes who train, you know, beyond anything I've seen. So it's been humbling, and certainly, you know, it's given me a new perspective on a lot of things here.
With the process of getting ready to head over to Pyeongchang, when do you head out? I know the Paralympic Games start March 9th, so when do you head out, and what do you got to do between now and then with the Olympic Committee and with your team?
So we head out, I'm flying the 27th of this month out of Vancouver, so I'll fly Cranbrook to Vancouver and then over to Incheon and spend 6-7 days there on the west side of South Korea before we head over to Pyeongchang and settle into the village. So we just finished, I just got home just on Monday, I guess a week ago. From our final series, we played a couple of games against the United States and named our final Paralympic roster on Sunday there at the CBC. And we're going back for one short training camp here in Toronto for 3 days kind of practice, and then we'll be off to South Korea. So it's been a whirlwind here, especially the last few weeks, month, and it's amazing the amount of work that goes into these things. And the support has been incredible from the Canadian Paralympic Committee and Hockey Canada and everybody involved with it. So certainly looking forward to getting our feet on the ground there.
And that was former Merritt Centennials coach Luke Pierce. And that's going to do it for the podcast this week. For all the latest headlines from the BCHL, hit bchl.ca or get the free mobile app from the Google Store or on iTunes. I'm Brent Mutis from BCHL Communications. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.